The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a production from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Hello, and welcome back to Poet's Passion. I'm your host, Cookie Coletti. If you have a love of poetry, then you've come to the right place. This is episode 3, and it's also our season finale. It's been fun while it's lasted. Let us know if you've enjoyed hearing our show by emailing us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That's darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We're considering a second season, but that can only happen with your feedback. We really appreciate your support. Thank you. This week, we'll be hearing poems by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Martin Fennell, David Ault, Jeff Niles, and Sally Wiggett. We'll be bookending this week's episode with a couple of poems written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, the first of which is called Chained to Words and is read by Steve Anderson.
It's like chains, chains around my very heart. Tied down is my very soul. Chained to words am I. Words engulf my heart, my mind. I must let these words out. I must write these words down. Words I can't live without. Great deeds, great times, great men and women, great adventure. Terrible tragedy, terrible crime, terrible people, terrible times. It's about people, places, things, events. It's all about the heart, and even about love, too. These words I am chained to, they can change minds, they can change one's mood, they can change a world or two. Chained I am, but unchained, for words are freedom as much as they are shackles. I love words. I love ideas. I love characters. I love this thing called writing. I love being chained to words.
Moving right along, we have a short poem titled Two Birds that was written by Martin Fennell and which is read by Sally Wiggett.
I held two birds in my hand, a bird of stone, a bird of sand, and when the sea had drifted in, the bird of sand was lost within, but the bird of stone I still keep at home.
We have three entries from Jeff Niles this week, the first of which I will be reading for you, and it's called Mirror Image View. I wish that I could see myself as my true love's eyes do. See how I look to her from the mirror image view. Feel my touch upon my skin as if I were another. Hear how my voice does sound to me as it would to my lover. Catch my fragrance with my nose as if I were not me. See how my eyes show joy and laughter when 'tis myself they see. Enjoy how soft my lips do seem, as if those lips were hers. My heart feel like her heart does, when true love for her it pours. But this can never be the case, myself I cannot see. I can never see my face as she does, so a mirror image it must be. So she must be my mirror and reflect the way I look, show me how my face and touch her heart and soul it took. Show me how my love for her shows in her eyes so bright, and my eyes will then reflect her back in my mirror image sight. Our second poem from Jeff Niles is called Another Day to Love You and is read by Sally Wiggett.
Another day to love you, another day to love, another day of happiness, of fitting like a glove. Another kiss on sexy lips, lips so smooth and soft. Another time of sweet caresses, of holding you close oft. Another look into your eyes and seeing love so clear. A day, a month, a lifetime of our eternal love so dear. The time we've spent, love, growing in our mere short time together, means time we'll spend for both of us, and love to last forever.
Next up is the final of our three poems from Jeff Niles, and it's titled, I Had a Dream Last Night, and will be read by the man himself. Here's Jeff Niles.
I had a dream last night of music in the air, of amazing lyrics we two were writing as the morning sun arose. I had a dream last night of thoughts and minds coming together, of delightful conversation way into the morning hours as we shared our thoughts and lives. I had a dream last night of unexpected joy, of someone I was not looking for, but of someone wonderful that I found. I had a dream last night of a face that dreams are made of beauty that is real, with sexy eyes that sparkle, lips that thrill with words and kisses, a body that was made for hugs and more. I had a dream last night of touching both your mind and body, feeling your soft skin on mine, hearing your soft moans, feeling your heart beat fast next to mine, of deep, long kisses and sweet release as passions build and two are now as one. I had a dream last night of hugs, snuggles, and closeness as we two get to know each other even deeper, sharing much more than thoughts and passion, of hearts and souls that come together forever. I had a dream last night. My dream came true. That dream was you.
And now we welcome back David Ault, a very talented young man who plays a lot of popular characters in a number of audio plays around the internet. David will be reading his own short poem titled Firestarter.
Fire! Fire! I'll save you, so I can start another.
David Ault can be heard in a brand new two-part interview for the Dark Building Lounge, which is hosted by Jeff Niles. Here's a short clip from that interview.
What type of roles appeal to you as an actor?
I seem to get the dark, sinister roles, especially from America. Americans seem to think that all Brits are, as I say, the baddies, quite simply. but I do like characters that have flaws, weaknesses. A flawed character is always good. Someone who isn't completely good, someone who isn't completely bad. But I also like the crazy characters, people like Trevor on Robots of the Company or Scar Trooper. Those kinds of roles. And ones where I can have a laugh, really.
Be sure to check out the whole interview, available exclusively on DREGold.net. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, Sphinx! Have you heard what's happening on Robots of the Company this season?
No, mon ami. I have been busy.
What? You're kidding me, right?
No. Like I said, I've been meaning to, but just haven't gotten around to it.
I can't believe it. You're really missing out. I mean, even the Botnik crew are back in Season 5.
Yarr! How long do we have to do this again?
Captain Lulabelle said we had to do it till every inch of every deck is clean. How many times do I have to explain that?
Until I get it. Just don't you forget that I'm still your captain, Commander Mikado.
Oh, how could I forget, sir? You never give me the chance. Well, this is pointless. I never should have followed you in the first place. I should have known I'd just end up swapping decks again.
Wah, wah, wah. All you ever do is whine about it.
Me? Well, if that isn't the pot calling the kettle black.
What does that even mean, anyway? Who ever heard of a talking pot?
Ugh, if we ever get out of this mess, I'll do a lot more than wine.
Okay. You've convinced me. I'd love to check it out. I just don't know how.
Well, that part's easy. Just go to dregold.net and click on Robots of the Company, or subscribe to the podcast while you're there.
Where?
dregold.net, sweet old chum. It's easy to remember.
Oh, oui. I should have realized that. If you can remember it, it must be easy.
I'll get you for that. Come back here, Fritchie.
That's right. Catch up with the bots. You can check out all the action from Season 5 of Robots of the Company anytime at dregold.net.
Hi, this is Jeff Niles. Next, we have a poem by a newcomer to Poet's Passion. His name is Cam Morrison, and his poem is titled Last Call, and will now be read by yours truly. Faith is a word we whisper when he flickers and snaps till even the upright prophets go as pale and powdery as a seraphim molting at his right hand. And faith is the word we wield as shadows raging we edge past alleys of hollow eyes and hopeful toothless smiles toward doors and days of sullen sanctuary. Where faith is the word we weep as boisterous angels echo drunken homebound choirs through empty avenues while we remain nursing night's end, awaiting darkness's dawn.
Sally Wiggett is not only a very talented voice artist, but she is also a terrific poet. She will now read two of her poems for us, the first of which is titled That First Day of College.
No words, fear, my mouth wouldn't open. I wanted to tell you, wanted to express my feelings, mouth wouldn't open. I had to tell you how I felt, mouth wouldn't. Overwhelming feelings, loss and fear and gut-wrenching mouth. Homesickness, I had to get it out, my mouth wouldn't. Had to say how I felt, open. But every time I tried to speak, my mouth wouldn't open. You walked away in silence, my mouth wouldn't open.
And now Sally will read her poem titled, Emotions Are Like Habits.
Emotions are like habits. No matter how many times you tell yourself not to chew your nails, not to smoke your cigarettes, not to count the stairs up to your apartment, not to love someone, you find yourself, without realizing, picking at the scab, surprised once again when the blood wells forth.
As mentioned at the beginning, we're bookending this week's show with a couple of poems by our own Jonathan Patrick Russell. Now, here's John's second submission, which is titled The Fire. It's an apt poem for this show, as it's about the poet's passion for his art form. Here now is Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard reading John's The Fire.
The fire burns inside, within my very soul. It was with me when I was young, and it'll be with me when I'm old. The fire burns so bright, the fire burns night and day. The fire is eternal, the fire will never go away. The fire keeps me going, it is the day and the night. The fire gives me reason to continue every fight. The fire is my mantra, the fire is my reason. The fire holds on through every single season. The fire does not burn, it simply fuels my drive. The fire holds on, even when I take a dive. The fire will not elude me, it keeps and sustains. The fire is my passion when nothing else remains. The fire breathes, the fire survives. The fire leads, the fire drives. What is the fire? Is it the breath of life, or is it simply passion? Does it give eternal life? The fire is simply this. The fire never goes out of fashion. The fire is within the author. The fire is the poet's passion.
Sadly, our time is up yet again, and it's up for the season as well. We hope you've enjoyed our first season of shows and that you especially enjoyed today's season finale of Poet's Passion. Just remember, the poetry doesn't end here. It lives within you.
You've been listening to Poet's Passion, hosted by Cookie Coletti. We'd like to thank our poetry readers this week, who will be listed in order of appearance. Steve Anderson, Sally Wiggett, Jeff Niles, David Ault, and Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard. This episode of Poet's Passion featured poems written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Martin Fennell, Jeff Niles, David Ault, Cam Morrison, and Sally Wiggett. The poetry heard in this program remains the intellectual property of the authors, who retain all rights to their material. This show was edited, written, produced, and directed by Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Poet's Passion, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. For more information about this or any of our shows, or to send feedback or any of your comments, please email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. The theme tune for Poet's Passion was produced and performed by Kevin MacLeod, who also provided additional music for this program. All rights for the music used in this program are retained by the original artists. On behalf of Dream Realm Enterprises, this is Jeff Niles. Thank you for listening.
Join us for more amazing audio material found exclusively at DreamRealmSite.com.
This program is copyright 2020 and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, soaring into new realms.